Richie, I don't know where I'd be without you. My God, you're from heaven.
It's amazing.
Just don't even think about it. Just thank your lucky stars I'm here for you.
Right. Speaking of stars, joining us in this half hour of the Good Day program, direct from Dancing with the Stars, Anna Trebunskaya. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Trebunskaya. Sure.
Trebunskaya?
Yeah, that sounds
good. She was dancing with Jack Wagner. Apparently, that's off.
She was, and they were pretty good.
Yeah. She's been paired with a number. She was with Jerry Rice earlier on. So is this how this works? They have professional dancers, and they are the ones that dance with the stars? Is that how that works? I don't watch that show.
Yeah, each celebrity gets a professional dance partner. And so she's the professional dance partner of Jack Wagner this season. And they stick together the whole time until they get voted off.
She has danced with Sugar Ray Leonard, with Jerry Rice, Steve Guttenberg. So that's an interesting. She's been on this thing pretty much all along.
She's been on longer than I thought. Yeah. Well, she was one of the newer arrivals, but gosh, she's been on for a few seasons now.
Yeah, she's had like seven or eight dance partners, so seven or eight seasons of it.
All right, well, we'll meet her in a moment, find out what the story is, and I want to check out her legs personally. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
I'm sure she'll let you do that, too. Yeah.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way, but I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain, so I can walk the dog, I can take the kids to the park, I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique bonus time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
All right, it's now 13 after the hour. So much for that. Why do I do that? I get myself worked up or enthused or excited, and then these people fail. They flake out. They disappear. I don't get that. I just don't get it. It's not my... I'm going to complain now on the air.
Yeah. Oh. You have every right to, but it's very unlike these people. They're usually pretty good. So, yeah. Sorry about that.
Anyway, it's not your fault. You didn't do it. But maybe it is your fault. Maybe... let's blame Rich. How
maybe
about
that's
it?
Why she got voted off.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Nanny.
You know, there are other... Richie, see if you can find cut 503.
Yeah, sure.
In fact... there are a lot of discussions. I have great regard for the ladies on The View, as you know. And I thought it was pretty interesting. They were talking about the Miss Universe competition this week. When was the decision made? Last Thursday or Friday, not to let this transgender woman compete?
Have you seen her? She is gorgeous.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
She's beautiful.
Right.
Way
I mean, we were talking. We were just talking about this Samantha.
Samantha Brick. She's
ugly.
Samantha.
Yeah. Right. So is it all plastic? And that is the reason they don't want this person on the Miss Universe? And the pageant? What is the... Yeah, you look at some of these people. I remember what I said about Sarah Palin, for sure. And I said basically the same thing about Jennifer Granholm, who's the... was the governor of Michigan. Very attractive woman. And I'm very sexist. Be the first to tell you. Thought it was a sexist comment when thinking it back through. It was, you know, it was truly how I felt. But I can, you know, I can kind of understand why it is that people would think it sounded kind of sexist. So in this circumstance, Miss Universe, is this a sexist comment? Is this the fact that she... is not allowed to compete in Miss Universe because she's transgender? Here's the conversation went on The View about this.
Donald Trump has decided to allow transgendered contestant Jenna Ikanna-Takalova, Takalova, to compete in
Talakova.
The... Right on.
You tell him.
Talladega Nights and Talakova competition. She's going to be competing in the Miss Universe pageant. Now, Barbara, you'll be talking to her on GMA Friday morning and 2020 Friday night. She's going to be here live on The View on Monday. Okay. What do you think?
Okay, so let me tell you the story. Her name is Jenna Talakova. She's 23 years old, and she's from Vancouver. And this is the Miss Universe contest.
Right.
And she is a woman. And he
How do you know?
Well, I'll tell you. And he originally banned her because she was not, quote, naturally born.
Right,
huge.
That's the rules, right?
Gloria Allred, you know, the great lawyer, is a lawyer. So he has now said, yes, she can. This is a precedent. Mm-hmm. He said, yes, she can, because the laws in the United States and Canada say it's okay. How do you know? How do you think you know?
How do you know?
Is it the shows?
You have to
show
you what
it
is. You have to. She has her driver's license, her passport, and her birth certificate all say she's a female.
So the same documents you need to get a mortgage, you show to put her...
I'm just wondering.
She proved to them that the
it's not
people.
A medical thing.
I think she then probably... Now, I'm not sure. I think she has to have letters from her doctors to show that there have been some physical changes in her. She has had surgery. She's had hormone treatment.
Sure. No, I mean, this is not like she woke up 2 weeks ago and said, oh, I'm going to be a woman. She's always known that she was a woman.
This girl is a woman.
I don't know. Is she a complete woman?
How is she female on her birth certificate, though, if she's transgender?
That's true.
Right.
I don't get, frankly, the decision was made. This is why I was confused, and this sort of straightened it out. The first decision Donald Trump made was no. I remember that last week.
Right,
now, subsequently, this week, he said yes. That's what I hear. Is that what you heard?
Is there a bikini competition?
A bikini competition.
Well, don't they
I'm sure there will be.
No, I've seen it. Haven't you seen her in a bikini?
No.
Seen.
What's her name again?
Her. Her name is...
There's no bulge there. I saw
a picture of her, and she is very attractive, which scares me to death.
Oh, don't say that. Will you please?
Don't.
I'm a married guy. I'm not out in the dating scene, but you know where this is going. Someday, you're going to be dating someone, and Doug, you will have no idea.
Well, I mean, you can
you're
do
single.
That. That happens now. There are people that go out on dates, and they start having a little romance in the car, and they start feeling around, and they...
Did you ever see the crying game?
Yeah.
All right, so now let's see a picture. I'm looking at this.
She's attractive. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, she's got, looks like a lot of work. All right, so as usual, you get hijacked by some, this is on Google. You go, doesn't this annoy you? I don't like her looks at all, frankly. Nah. Not my cup of tea. New. And it has nothing to do with transgender. I just don't, that look doesn't appeal to me.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you ever date someone that you found out was transgender?
Would I?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's plenty of stuff that's normal, and I should crack normal because that's prejudicial. There's plenty of stuff around that's natural. I like the natural.
Let's say you were dating somebody for 6 months, and then all of a sudden they opened up Pandora's box and let you see what was inside.
If it took me six months to get that far.
What if they had the surgery?
Right, they had the surgery anatomically.
You didn't know. You've been there. Let's just say you've gone there, and it's you don't know there's a problem until 6 months in. They're like,
"What would you do?"
I forgot to tell you
if
I was
you found
born
out.
Joe.
What's that song? No, 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 no,
really?
No, no,
you'd be
no,
freaked out? No.
Okay, here's what freaks me out.
I love this game. This is a great game.
Freak me out. Barbie dolls. Mm-hmm. And the new President Barbie doll. Barbie running for President. Mattel has a new doll.
Oh, he got off this topic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, right.
Nice segue.
Well, this is, I mean, who cares whether I would be interested in dating a transgender woman?
I can see the headlines now.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I mean, unless you're in the circumstance.
You would be freaked out and you would run.
I would be uncomfortable. I would bet you. That the whole idea of it would be like some guy, I don't know, Ricky Martin comes to mind, and I don't know why. But
I had a man admit to me that he was into both sides of the fence.
What, having sex with both sides?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what we're talking about here.
No, but that's something similar that was kind of like a...
No, I don't think
you weren't expecting.
I mean, I think it's... It wouldn't be something... That we have men have a double standard about that. We are happy to have women enjoy each other, but two men together.
Well, sure.
No. Oh, right. Nah. I don't know why. I have neighbors. I told you the story about the lesbian neighbors that I have. I mean, I have gay guys who are my neighbors, and they are very close friends of mine. But
why do I smell a promo?
You said promo, right?
Yes, promo.
Now, what you're smelling is 21 past the hour on Good Day.
Thank God.
Get out of this one.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take no trips on LSD.
We do here.
Laughing, singing, dancing.
Yeah.
Burn
yeah.
Those drop cards down on me.
All right, let's make quick work of this.
This is good.
It's a great song.
We like Muskogee
from Muskogee.
Being free.
CMA entertainer and male vocalist of the year in 1970 wrote this song, Okie from Muskogee. Also wrote If We Make It Through December, Hungry Eyes, Working Man Blues, Mama Tried. So yeah, these are the old country, the kind of country that I like, actually. I don't care much for the new stuff.
Like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
Yeah, all right. All together now. Hold on.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Billy D. Williams, who was Lando in Star Wars. The D, by the way, stands for December. His real name is William December Williams.
Yeah.
William December Williams.
I did not know that.
His birthday is April. That's interesting. Anyway, he started out, first big gig was in Brian's Song. And then he became a feature in most of the black movies. Anytime you see a big black cast, he's always there, along with Samuel L. Jackson and usual folks, Viola Davis, and said Lady Sings the Blues. He was in that. He's in Batman and let's see here, Empire Strikes Back. He was in a couple of the, it was at least two of them, I think, of the Star Wars movies. So, happy birthday to Billy Dee. 75, wow, I didn't realize he was that old. Wednesday, 92.
Still looks good.
Same age as Merle Haggard. All right, let's see, actor Roy Thinnes. In Diamond Head, the Hindenburg. Yeah, he's like Ray Fiennes. You can't spell his name and pronounce it. Not doing any of that stuff. John Ratzenberger's birthday is today. Cliff!
Making your way in the world today.
He was, by the way, also in The Empire Strikes Back. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. He was one of the Ewoks.
Check out his IMDb or whatever it is.
IMDb?
He was in Camp Cucamonga. Summer Vacation. Anyway. Did he do a show called John Ratzenberger's Made in America? Don't remember that?
Yes. Yeah. He did.
65 today, born to stay 1947.
Yeah, what's up, Dick Cliffy?
Yeah. Interesting character actor.
Ooh,
Barry Levinson, the award winning director of Rain Man, Bugsy, Good Morning Vietnam, The Natural, Diner, involved with Toys, Tin Men. Wrote a lot of great Emmy Award-winning television scripts as well. Started as a writer for Carol Burnett, interestingly enough, in the 70s. So happy birthday to him. Ralph Cooper, what do you mean, uh-oh, what's wrong with this? What are you talking about? This is good stuff. God love us. Tony, as the first present she got me after we got divorced, she used to tease me about liking, pretty much the same as Jennifer,
right,
about liking this sappy, syrupy, sweet.
You may not realize this yet,
music.
But I'm pretty sure that your being a fan of Air Supply is the reason that she divorced you.
And the fact she told us that.
Among many. And you cry at Barry Manilow concerts.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, she didn't ever. Tony didn't do a lot of crying, actually, interestingly enough. She was not. Somebody
you
who
did enough for the both of you.
I did. I think you're right about that.
Run those waterworks.
And not to go down the street, but Megan and I were talking about this last night because she came home from England. I don't remember actually ever seeing Tony cry. Even when she told the kids she was dying and he had like 3 days to live, Megan said she cried. The first time she remembered her crying was because she wasn't going to see Megan's baby. You know, that kind of stuff. She also cried when I cried at Air Supply. All right, 28 after.
We'll always have Casablanca. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
He's looking at you, kid.
Is there any more famous line in all of movie history? Well, maybe there's...
What about us?
We'll always have Paris.
And then there's...
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Of course, they're all spoken by Humphrey Bogart, and they're all from the same movie, Casablanca, a film classic that is now marking its 70th anniversary. To celebrate, Warner Home Video is releasing a 3-disc Blu-ray and DVD set featuring the film, completely restored, and hours of bonus material. Stephen Bogart, the son of Bogey and Lauren Bacall, was just 8 when his dad died, and he says that until he was well into adulthood, just about everything he knew about his father came from movies like Casablanca.
All I knew of him, basically, other than what my mother said and a few snippets here and there, was what I saw on the screen. Talking to people who knew him, I found out much more about him and who he really would have been. And I think he would have just been a guy. I think he would have just been someone that you'd like to talk to, you'd like to go have a few drinks with.
When you were in college, seems to me to have corresponded with that period in the 70s or late 60s when there was this resurgence of a bogey mania and the posters on the walls.
Exactly.
And was that weird?
It got to be a little weird. People would say, are you Humphrey Bogart's son? And I would sometimes just say no, just to not have to go through all the machinations.
You obviously have a physical resemblance. And did you ever go to a party as Humphrey Bogart?
No. God, no. Oh, God, no. No, that would be horrible. I don't know how to do that. You put on a hat and a...
You
know,
can do it. You can
sweetheart. That's
hey, do that.
Sweetheart. That's the lip thing. That's all I can do.
Casablanca, the 70th anniversary edition, is on DVD and Blu-ray now. I'm Bill Newcomb.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Trying to get out of the website that Roberta's been sending us to.
Wait, let me tell you something. These two women are out of control.
Unbelievable. This hour is pretty much a bust anyway. Chef Louis couldn't be here. We had the dancer who didn't show up. I don't know. Is she with Louis? That may be.
That's possible.
Maybe.
It is.
Hmm.
Yeah. What are you having for Easter dinner, Roberta? At your house, what are you having?
I'm making a leg of lamb. Thank you.
Leg of lamb. What about that?
Very traditional. And I made the pastiera, which is a traditional Easter pie that Italians make. It's made with ricotta and cream of rice. It's like a cheesecake, sort of.
Yeah.
But it's called pastiera. Oh, don't say oof. You've never had it. Oh, it's fantastic.
No. Where? Who is coming over?
A couple of friends. You know, my mother-in-law.
Usual.
Yeah, just family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Suspects.
We tend to take in the homeless at the holidays. In other words, friends who have nowhere else to go, so they always come to our house.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right, so Jen, what are you? You're going out, you said, for dinner.
Yeah, normally I cook, but this year we are going out, so it's going to be a nice break, I think, because everybody's been traveling a lot, so this will be kind of a fun thing. We're doing Easter brunch at 10:30 in the morning. Yeah, it'll be fun. And all then right. I'm taking a nap.
Do you do the church thing?
I do. Yeah. Are you kidding? I'm a Christmas and Easter Catholic, so this is one of my days.
The C&E crowd. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Good to know. Now, Richie, when is Janet back?
My wife is still out of town for another couple of weeks, so it'll be me and the kids. And I believe we might try to do the C&E version for the McFaddens Sunday morning. And then you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to take the kids downtown to D.C. with our bikes and just do a little bike ride around the mall and the monuments.
Really?
That's kind of fun. So not a big meal? Will the Easter Bunny come?
The Easter Bunny will come Sunday morning, yeah, absolutely. I've already prepared for that. I've got everything I need. And then, but you know what? It's going to be a beautiful day. They've been wanting to go for a nice long bike ride. I don't feel like cooking a big meal just for the three of us. So, yeah, we'll just go downtown and do something there and have a
now,
nice
what about
fun
your
day.
Mother-in-law? Will she do any of that?
Well, I mean,
she'll go with you guys?
No, she won't go down. No, I'll take the kids. But she'll be around the house, you know, whatever. So, but my mom is going over to one of my brother's house, and they're doing something. I don't know what they're doing. So, you know, there's no big family to get around this weekend. So we'll just go do something fun.
So your mother, what she's going to one of your brother's house? You're not going to any brother? You usually go to brother's houses and stuff.
Yeah, but there's something with my nieces that's happening with some kind of dance thing this weekend. So they're having some dance recital type thing this weekend. So everybody's all
avoid that like the plague, right? Rich is like, no dancing.
He's in these dance recitals. Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's go back to Barbie in a moment. And the items that have surfaced, people who are weighing whether or not to get a Barbie, a President Barbie doll. Would you, if you had a 5, 6, 7 year old, at what age do we get interested in Barbie
dolls? Juliana has got about 13 Barbies.
Okay. So would you get your daughter, Juliana, at age 5, a President Barbie doll?
Absolutely.
We'll find out about that in a moment. It's 22 before the hour on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Grandpa!
Hey,
sir. What up here?
Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
All right, so we know Roberta, as the Queen of Cheap, has those fabulous, fun, freebie Friday, friendly, faithful, frolicking.
We're looking for all the legal F words here.
Yes, we are. And in addition to all those, we have Mominomics.
Yeah, Mominomics. It's a great idea. It's called Mom Plus Economics. Get it? Mominomics. Because there's a new website called Vitacost.com. And, you know, up until now, Doug, grocery shoppers basically had two choices. You could go to the stores with the low prices, but the products are, you're not sure. Or the stores with the healthy products, but the prices are just like through the ceiling. But this website, Vitacost.com, they've got the natural and organic foods. They've got the household essentials, the vitamins and supplements. And best of all, they're all at 50% off, up to 50% off. Think about it. And all orders over $49 shipped to your door absolutely free. You save time, you save money, and you could say you're kind of getting whole food products at Walmart prices. That's Momonomics. So if you take your shopping list to VitaCost.com, you can take the cost out of healthy living, Doug.
And check out all the Queen of Cheap deals, not only for today, Freebie Friday, but they are cumulative. As long as they're in effect, you will find them at DougStephan.com, along with our video of the day. Today, we find out what happens when a four-year-old puts his finger in the mouth of his younger brother.
I tried to ask you about this earlier. I don't get this. This is one of the most famous YouTube videos of all time.
440 million times
been
viewed.
What? It's Charlie Bit My Finger. Everybody knows Charlie Bit My Finger.
Charlie Bit My Finger. Right, yeah.
Yep. But it's making a resurgence this week for some reason, and I'm not sure why. It's the same original video.
Some of this stuff goes around. Somebody called me the other day about something else that I remember we talked about. Oh, I know. It was Edgar. Edgar came in to me this morning. This stuff tends to find a life and sometimes another life and then another life of its own. The Paul Harvey piece from 1964, 65, the audio of what happens if, it seems to be a prophecy of what will happen in America if we don't do this, 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 and this from Paul Harvey's point of view. That thing has been all over, over the Internet. And I resisted having you play it because it's, I don't know, I mean, I resisted playing it. He sounds old, it wasn't a great recording. But yet there's such compelling information. So I would suggest that you go if you want to. It's easy enough to Google Paul Harvey, and this will come up as one of the top probably 3, 4, 5 elements in an audio sense of what he did over his career. It's about a 4.5-minute piece, and it basically gives his predictions, and they've all come true. That's really the reason that it's been resurging, is because what he said in 64... what he warned America about in one of his 15-minute shows has, in essence, come true. And that's why I think it has surfaced again. Now, whether that's the case, I mean, I don't know. There's no compelling reason other than you're amused by these two kids together for this to have come back around again to recycle. That I don't understand, Rich. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I don't. But it has.
Stuff has a new life.
So we have, and.
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch, Charlie! Ah! Charlie, that really hurts!
Oh, that British accent.
Thank you. Was that...
Charlie bit my finger.
Charlie bit my finger.
All right. Charlie bit me. That's the cutest part of it. The whole thing.
Do you think it's the accent?
That's it is.
I think stoners have made YouTube really famous. I think people get a little something in their system and then watch stupid videos on YouTube, and then all of a sudden people are famous. It's so weird.
Well, does that come about? You remember on Monday, this is sort of the wrap of the week. On Monday, we made a big deal, because we don't make much of a big deal out of anything here, but the medical marijuana pro-legalization bunch got their heads handed to them because a bunch of feds went into this, Oxterdam University in San Francisco or Oakland. They were established 5 or 6 years ago as a training school for the distribution, the proper distribution, the legal distribution of medical marijuana. And so the feds have been investigating for years, apparently. The IRS, the Drug Enforcement Administration, swarmed into this university and took bags of marijuana. Hello, this is a medical marijuana school. They teach people how to use this stuff.
And it's legal in California,
right.
That's the thing. But it's because it's not legal on a federal level that the two agencies...
But do we realize how stupid, how crazy? It makes no sense whatsoever. Right. Arizona has a new law, bans the use of medicinal marijuana on universities. Why? What are you, crazy, you people? It's stupid. All of this stuff is so stupid. When we've got all of these important things, we've got a new approach to marijuana. Oh, yeah? What's that? You think you're going to get people from smoking it? Everybody, I don't smoke it. Richie, I don't think you smoke it. Jennifer, no. I don't think.
No, I don't.
But it's the only question mark here.
Yeah. Maybe New York.
Yeah.
I live in L.A., big deal.
Yeah, yeah. And so anyway, there are a lot of people. I mean, Chris Christie, who I kind of have some pretty positive feelings about it. He signed, he's created among the quote-unquote conservatives some irritation because he implemented a law that makes this drug available to patients. Let them do it. Why is it a skin off of your nose if somebody does this? It fails every intellectually honest question you can put out there about it. It is craziness for us to be doing this kind of stuff. If anybody disagrees, you're welcome.
I just get tired of arguing with you about it.
You argue with me about it?
Yeah, we go round and round.
Well, the argument is legalizing it, not using it. I'm not for using it.
Fine,
I'm ready
sure,
for
no
it. Let them, people are using it. Let them pay through the nose for it and stop creating this culture of illegality around it.
But so you'll waste a lot of resources. Activities that people are doing, and just because they are doing it doesn't mean you should legalize it.
But you take them one at a time, Richie. You don't put everything together.
Teachers are having one. Sex with students. Should
that's
we just
illegal.
Legalize that?
No, that's
it's
stupid,
illegal.
And you know it. That's
why shouldn't?
Dumb.
What do you mean?
That's dumb. That's the comparative of that and smoking marijuana making it legal is dumb.
It's two illegal
dumb.
Activities.
It's dumb. It's dumb.
But you can legalize one but not the other. Anyway, dumb. I have an update on Charlie Bit My Finger. The reason it is surging as a story again.
Yeah.
This video was released 5 years ago.
Yes.
In that 5 years, the parents have made $500,000.
Wow.
On the video, on the YouTube ads.
Really?
On the video. Because it's a popular video, they went ahead and became a YouTube partner. Yeah. And every time you watch it, a little ad pops up and they get paid for it. They have made $500,000.
They're putting the kids through school?
I would imagine they're doing something with it. It doesn't say what they're doing with the money, but half a million bucks.
All right. Meanwhile, back to Barbie and whether or not this new I Can Be President Barbie doll is something that is a problem. There's a website coming soon to help craft Barbie's political platform.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And
she has to have a platform. Can't she just be president?
Right. That's
but
the thing.
Doesn't she have a plastic one she stands on with a little thing that goes around her waist?
What does that mean?
The
what
little
mean?
Barbie stands. That's her platform.
Doll stands.
Okay. So, I'm looking at this thing.
I was all for this.
I know.
Showing my daughter a positive role model. You can be the president, too. But now she's going to have a platform, and let's hear what it is.
Well, let's see here.
High heels and Ferraris for everybody.
This is actually...
I want Barbie's life.
This is in partnership with the White House.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
To get more women involved in politics.
Okay. So
back
far,
to
so
what
good.
I was saying before about... men making decisions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This, the Barbie that is being sold now has a pink power suit on with a red, white, and blue lining in the jacket. Let's see here. The designer of the Barbie doll is the same person who designs most of Michelle Obama's dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And the
Ken
weighted,
Wu, I think is his name.
What is it?
Ken Wu, he's
no.
a famous designer.
Chris
no?
Benz is this guy's name.
Oh.
Anyway, thanks to a pair of weighted platform shoes, the doll also is able to stand upright on her own.
Huh.
It's the first time in 53 years that has happened. So what do you think about this? Why is this a controversial item?
So there is no platform of this is what I believe.
No, this
is
a platform shoes.
Okay.
Because right. This is what I would object to. Okay. So what are you teaching young women? Does this Barbie doll have a mind or is she still just a body? Is it just some plastic? I mean, I think you could.
But it's a doll we're talking about here.
I understand. But they're trying to promote the usage of this doll. They're trying to have young women imagine what it would be like for them to be president. That's the idea behind this. Motivating young women young girls that are the age of Richie's daughter to think they can become president?
Sure.
Because there's a plastic Barbie doll who's dressed up as a president?
My daughter's 5 and she runs my house. There's no reason she can't run this country.
I'm not questioning that. But is she going to be, is the fact there's a Barbie doll for president going to help her?
Sure. Instead of picturing herself as a dance queen or something like that? Sure, absolutely.
51 after the hour.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That gigantic Mega Millions jackpot from last week. 3 winning tickets sold, but where are the winners? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with a quick recap. A recap of the frenzy that led to the record-setting Mega Millions jackpot. No jackpot winners since January 24th. We had one carryover after another, which produced that incredible $656 million jackpot a week ago. 3 winning tickets sold, 1 in Kansas, 1 in Illinois, 1 in Maryland. The ticket holder or holders in Kansas have not stepped forward yet, but in Kansas, he, she, or they can remain anonymous even after stepping forward. Same applies in Maryland. In Illinois, there is no anonymity, but no one has stepped forward there either, although the Illinois lottery did present a $500,000 check to the convenience store in the town of Redbud that sold the winning ticket. Let's focus on Maryland. This is where it gets really interesting. There's a woman in Baltimore named Merlanda Wilson who claims to have a winning ticket for the huge jackpot, a ticket she says is not among the tickets she bought for a pool of coworkers at a Baltimore County McDonald's. Yes, Merlanda Wilson now has a lawyer. His name is Edward Smith Jr., and he said this yesterday.
When it is time to present the ticket, I am sure that we will be there.
Oh, yes, it's we that will be there. But Maryland Lottery Director Stephen Martino said the ticket has not been turned in yet, so as of now, there's no proof of anything. And furthermore,
we wanted to make clear that the ticket hasn't been claimed, because if someone who actually has the winning ticket and error believes that the ticket's already been claimed, then they may very well dispose of the winning ticket.
That's a good point. This is why you need to check the bingo card of the person who yelled bingo before you clear your own card. And how are Baltimore County residents reacting to this gripping lie?
lottery drama?
Could be or could not. Who knows? She's got to come forward for real sometime.
Just no way to tell how this story will play out. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
It's a day off on Wall Street today for Good Friday. Yesterday, the markets were mixed. The Dow fell 15 points, closing at 13,060. S&P down a fraction. NASDAQ up 12. Crude oil prices up $1.84 a barrel to $103.31. As mentioned, today is Good Friday, the commemoration of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Jews around the world will be observing Passover, which begins at sundown tonight, an observance related to the exodus of Jews from Egypt after generations of slavery. President Obama to attend a Passover Seder meal at the White House tonight.
Led by Jewish members of my staff, we'll retell the story of the exodus. Listen to our youngest guests ask the four questions. And, of course, look forward to a good bowl of matzah ball soup.
Meanwhile, on the campaign trail, Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum isn't quite ready to give up his White House bid. According to reports, Santorum has met with conservative leaders, but the notion of dropping out of the race in the near future did not surface at that meeting. Couple of sports-related closing notes. First, to Augusta National and the first round of the first of golf's major championships of the year. All right, go ahead.
The Masters.
Could this tournament be any more pretentious? Anyway, Lee Westwood, the leader after round one, a one-shot lead over Louis Oosthuizen and Peter Hansen. Rory McIlroy, four shots back at one under par. Tiger Woods finished with a 72. He's five shots back. He had this to say about his first round.
You know, I just hung in there, grinded my way around the golf course, and stayed very patient.
As always, Tiger telling us next to nothing. Phil Mickelson is two over par 74, seven shots off the lead. Finally, baseball's opening day in the U.S. yesterday. Seven games in all, including the Mets and Braves in Queens, New York City. Mets have been picked to finish last by just about everybody, but Mets fans still have faith, and that includes Cardinal Timothy Dolan of the New York Archdiocese.
We're always happy at St. Patrick's Cathedral when the Mets open their season because the candle business in front of the St. Jude statue really goes up.
Cardinal Dolan getting some laughs, and guess what? Those prayers paid off. Mets beat the Braves 1-0. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
So how about Trace Adkins?
He's yummy. Listen to that voice.
Jennifer loves this guy. She's like anybody, though. Cowboy boots.
Tight jeans, about 6'4". Yeah.
Richie, that's me and you.
I'm a little closer than you are.
Yeah, I think it's you in some tight jeans with that big ass ears.
Did I just say that?
Give me the gayest moment of the show.
Maybe it's a beer talking, but you got a butt that won't quit.
Come join us. Let's step into the day.